He has so much funk in his game.
Herky jerky.
So much. Yeah. So many little angular moves and his just...
Stutters.
And... A lot of it is like almost it's basketball jujitsu because he's using you against you.
Yeah.
Where so often, if your hip is just slightly turned the wrong way,
going into it.
If he goes into you, he euro steps you, and what he does on the perimeter to draw ticky-tack fouls, he's able to, and I don't like the way this is refereed now, but he is able to come around a screen and leave you no choice but to foul him.
Yeah, run into him.
Right.
Run underneath him.
Right, yeah. And then he's just like, oh! And I'm thinking, you know, it's kind of not fair.
He's Reggie Miller with handles and vision, scoring ability. Reggie was a great shooter, but Reggie understood what your weight imbalance was going to do. And, you know, they made a couple of rules because of Reggie. The kick-out foul and all that. And they're actually calling that this year.
Yeah, Grayson Allen better be careful.
We got some news coming up for you, but it's in other news. Some things from maybe around the world of sports, maybe not the world of sports. If you're a Game of Thrones fan, you know the saying, a Lannister always pays his debts. Well, there's a football player who has repaid all of his debt. Finally, 99 cents on the dollar worth, by the way. I'll tell you about that. And these lady teachers can't stop jumping on these kids in the Midwest.
You love these stories.
I don't love it. There's a teacher in Oklahoma who couldn't wait to just...
Wait, you had Dallas yesterday?
Dallas, Oklahoma. It's the Midwest, apparently.
I've got a UFC story involving something. When I saw the headline, I thought it was going to be a lot better. And I'm going to redo it so it actually comes out the way I want it.
All right. Sounds good. Another news coming up next. After an update, no break, right here on the Bernstein Golf Show, 670 The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field tomorrow against Minnesota. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. The Bears are still hobbled by injuries to some key players as they get set to take on the Lions Sunday at Soldier Field. Head coach John Fox said, though, to look for more involvement from wide receiver Marcus Wheaton on offense.
No doubt. You know, he's had a full week of preparation. You know, I think you know, you have to get timing, you know, with your teammates, obviously with the quarterback. You know, as I mentioned earlier in the week, he was out of that for, you know, a little bit of time, and, you know, to get that familiarity back and with his teammates, I think is important.
Deion Sims, Danny Trevathan, and Bryce Callahan all missed practice today. They're listed as questionable for Sunday, as are Tom Compton and DeAndre Houston Carson. Elsewhere in the league, Tampa Bay quarterback Jameis Winston accused of groping a female Uber driver in 2016. The NFL says they're investigating that claim. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones has requested a special owners meeting to talk about Commissioner Roger Goodell's contract. Bulls host the Hornets tonight at the United Center. Justin Holliday returns for this one. Blackhawks take on the Penguins in Pittsburgh tomorrow. And in college hoops, DePaul and Illinois face off tonight right here on 670 The Score at 7:30. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Grandview Homes. Grandview will buy your home today. Go to grandviewhomes.com. The Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and the Blind Barber, located at Fulton Market in Chicago. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to The Home for the Built Ford Tough Bears Mondays, starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley, breaking down the Bears-Lions game and continuing coverage throughout the day on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Crime wave in Gotham. Other breaking news. Water. Wet.
Coming up, more problems for a troubled
earthquake.
Leader.
Yep, we're having an earthquake.
Breaking into homes and tickling people.
Fans quickly trashed his pantsless look on social media.
Also, in other news,
the whistles got woo!
He was murdered and then set on fire while celebrating his birthday.
He's on the lean and the mob.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
He thought the car was a spaceship and that the driver was an alien.
He lost his life savings, $2,600. And all he has to show for it is this stuffed banana with dreadlocks.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show. It is time for In Other News here on 670 The Score. All right, Dan, we all got bills. We all got to pay people what we owe. The sigh that's lit out by my man. Oh, tomorrow's going to be a good time, everybody. And the way this man has been talking and breathing, and the salt keeps spreading around that beautiful canvas that he calls his head, I can only imagine what tomorrow's festivities will look like. Speaking of bills. But this is from Darren Revelle. ESPN senior writer. Former NFL quarterback Michael Vick made the final $1.5 million payment to creditors on Thursday, meaning he paid back $17.4 million of the $17.6 million that he owed when he filed for bankruptcy in July of 2008.
Wow.
The payment and final payments were confirmed by Joseph Luzinski, a senior vice president at Development Specialists Incorporated, a management consultancy firm, and the liquidating trustee in Vick's bankruptcy. Quote, paying 99 cents on the dollar, which he did, is remarkable, Luzinski said. It happens in maybe one out of 100 cases. Vick elected to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy instead of Chapter 7, which would have allowed him to liquidate his assets and not owe anymore. Vick, who served 548 days in jail for taking part in an illegal dogfighting ring, took the rare step of kicking in future income to pay off his creditors. Quote, I didn't want to stiff people who never stiffed me, Vick told ESPN in 2014. In the five-year period from 2010 to 2014, in which he agreed to go on a restrictive budget to pay back his creditors, Vick earned nearly $50 million during four seasons with the Philadelphia Eagles and one with the New York Jets. Vick played his final games in 2015 with the Pittsburgh Steelers and now works for Fox Sports as a studio analyst for its NFL coverage. All the creditors were made almost completely whole by Vick, although the Atlanta Falcons, which gave him a retirement ceremony this year, lost out on their big bet, of course. The Falcons were owed $6.5 million from Vick in a salary settlement negotiated in 2009. Less than 2 years later, the Falcons sold that liability to Fortress Capital, the investment firm co-founded by Milwaukee Bucks co-owner Wesley Edens. What Fortress paid in hopes of getting the $6.5 million back is unclear, as the documentation of the transaction submitted to the court doesn't disclose the amount, but Luzinski said it is assumed they bought it at a significant discount.
Mm-hmm.
That was like playing the lottery, Vick told ESPN 3 years ago when he paid off the 85% of the debt. They didn't know if I was going to fully come back, and if you were to ask me, I would have done the same thing, but that's just how God worked in this situation. So Michael Vick has paid back all the money that he's owed to his creditors after filing bankruptcy and after playing pretty much 4 years for damn near free trying to pay back people after his dogfighting jail time. So 548 days in the slammer. He's now in the clear in terms of creditors. He said some weird things over the last couple of years, but Michael Vick back where he's supposed to be financially.
I've never heard of Fabricio Werdum until today, but I saw this headline and it said UFC fighter throws boomerang at another fighter. Werdum is fighting in the main event of Saturday's UFC Fight Night 121. This is from Forbes. And if that's not enough pressure to deal with, the former UFC heavyweight champion now has to worry about a potential prison sentence. On Wednesday, Werdum got involved in an altercation with UFC welterweight Colby Covington. What we know from videos of the incident is that Werdum threw a bag containing a boomerang at Covington after the two exchanged words outside the fighter's hotel in Australia, of course. Covington has also claimed that Werdum punched him in the face. All right, now, you don't tell me that a guy threw a boomerang when it's just a bag with a boomerang in it.
It makes the story a lot less cool.
Right. I'm talking about like from 200 yards away. He gets this guy with a wah, and it hits him. Right, and it comes back to him. Joint. Or it's like the scene in Road Warrior where the feral kid takes out his sharpened boomerang and the guy tries to catch it and it cuts all of his fingers off. That's what I was picturing. I needed that. I needed Emil Minty as the feral kid doing work. And like, ooh, a boomerang. I got to see this. And it was just such a letdown. Like, if you throw a bag that contains a boomerang, that's not throwing a boomerang.
Right.
I'm sorry.
You don't get points for that.
Right.
All right. What the hell is going on in middle America since the guy got mad at me? Great Plains. Yeah. What the hell is going on? There's another story here. It's a 22-year-old science teacher from Oklahoma who was charged with rape after sheriff's deputies barged in on a tryst she had allegedly set up with a teenage student. Hunter Day of UConn admitted to exchanging explicit texts with a boy, a student in her chemistry class at UConn Public Schools.
This is how you teach chemistry.
Right. After police discovered her in her home surrounded by scented candles on Wednesday, the Canadian County Sheriff's Office said the boy was meant to meet the science teacher at her home on Wednesday, and the deputies who were given the teenager's cell phone by his parents sent her a message saying, quote, I'm here. Day responded, the door's unlocked as usual, according to authorities. She also allegedly texted the student that he should hurry up because her husband would be home soon. News 9 Oklahoma reports that Day's husband is the football coach at UConn schools. Quote, inside the living room, sitting on the floor with the lights turned off in the living room with the candles lit was Hunter Day. Day is facing charges of facilitating sexual contact with a minor, second-degree rape, and possession of child pornography. Is also being held on an $85,000 bail. The sheriff's office said deputies began their investigation when the boy's parents contacted authorities. Evidence of the relationship was allegedly found on the phone, of course, which included nude pictures and lurid text messages. Quote, this is a classic case of a serious breach of public trust. School teachers are entrusted to protect and educate our children, not to engage in an unlawful sexual relationship with them. So, yeah, man, I have a son. I don't know what I would do if I found out that a 22 or 23-year-old lady was engaging in those kinds of activities with my 14 or 15-year-old boy. So I'm not condoning this in any way. But, man, what the hell is going on?
It might be like shark attacks where they just happen to be clustered at certain times, and then we sort of think that it's the summer of the shark attack.
What in God's name does a 23-year-old woman want to do with a 14-year-old boy? Like,
you'll have to ask Hunter Day.
Like, what? You just talk about homework afterwards? You're teaching him things? Like, what? I don't know, man. I don't know.
Washington Post reports that residents of Washington State turned their eyes to a clear blue sky Thursday and found themselves staring at a cartoonish rendering of male genitalia sketched in smoke by at least one Navy EA-18G Growler jet. The image stretched hundreds of feet high over the Okanagan Highlands based on photographs shared on social media. It has spawned a full Navy investigation, with a senior officer, Vice Admiral Mike Shoemaker, promising to examine the issue fully and respond. The American people rightfully expect that those who wear the wings of gold exhibit a level of maturity commensurate with the missions and aircraft with which they've been entrusted, said Shoemaker, while snorting blow off the chest of a hooker. No, sorry, I added that. Who oversees naval air operations in a statement released by the service. Naval aviation continually strives to foster an environment of dignity and respect. Sophomoric and immature antics of a sexual nature have no place in naval aviation today. The unit involved, Electronic Attack Squadron 130 of Naval Air Station Whidbey Island, flies a two-person variant of the FA-18 Super Hornet that specializes in electronic warfare. The aircrew responsible has not been identified. The Defense Department has placed heightened emphasis on sexual harassment and sexual assault in the ranks, and while it's not immediately clear what this investigation will yield, it's evident the Navy is taking it very seriously. This is not the first time a military pilot has drawn similar images. A Royal Air Force jet drew what appeared to be a penis in the sky over Scotland in 2014. The RAF later concluded the suggestive smoke trails were caused by a pilot circling in a holding pattern while waiting to land.
And what a holding pattern it was!
Got a good setup. In the U.S., the Navy's Elite Flight Demonstration Squadron, the Blue Angels, recently saw them, also was cited in an investigation released in 2014 for painting a giant penis on the roof of a trailer at its winter training home in El Centro, California, where Pete Futek also left his wallet, and pilots could see it from above. The blue and gold painting was so large, it could be seen on satellite imagery available on Google Maps.
Dude, like, that's dedication. And knowing that someone's obviously going to see it, that's why you're doing it, and someone's going to tell on you. That's just you not wanting to be a pilot anymore. You know, that's your exit strategy.
Negative Ghost Rider, the pattern is full.
Just a giant wang in the middle of the sky. Like, and how I wonder how long it takes for the smoke to, like, dissipate where you can't see it anymore. Or if it's like, is it like charcoal where, you know, as it kind of dissipates, it you can see it more clearly. You know what I mean? Like,
the levels growing a certain direction.
Oh my God.
You really know what you're doing.
Like, you're sitting there, you haven't had that talk with your kid yet, and he's like, Mommy, it looks like Daddy in the shower. And they just point up, and then you have to have a conversation because pilots are having fun.
So what's okay for them to draw?
Nothing.
Okay. What about a smiley face?
Just fly. Just do tricks.
Okay. Well, they're not really supposed to do tricks, I guess.
Stick to flying, right? Exactly. All this race talk in the air. Not my cup of tea.
You stick to electronic warfare.
I'm going up the dial to the possession receiver with no thoughts.
This segment was brought to you by Indeed.com. Oh, are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
Apparently, I have.
What'd you do?
The scab wasn't healed yet on the old Michael Vick situation. Apparently, dude, this guy right here.
But let's save it.
Yeah,
let's come back with it.
It's been a decade. You're still hot about that? I thought you guys were the Law and Order people, the reform and rehabilitation guys.
Rehabilitated?
not even. All right, we'll come back and talk about that right here on 670 The Score.
That's why I don't read the newspaper.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
They'd be better, but I don't think they'd be good. Like, I don't think that there's a coach alive or dead that could have this Bears offense being good with the personnel that it has.
But it's competent.
But so.
And better. It would entirely be possible to make.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Tiki Barber with a CBS Sports Minute. The Duke Blue Devils have a way of always creating college basketball's most loathed players. Christian Laettner, Steve Wojciechowski, and my fellow Cave Spring High School alumnus, J.J. Redick. Most of the hate doesn't come from anything these guys actually do other than being great for a perennial top five team. The latest despised Blue Devil, however, has earned our ire. Grayson Allen is a really good basketball player. Earlier this week against the number 2 Michigan State Spartans, he scored 37 points, including hitting 7 of 11 from downtown, while starting with 4 freshmen in a big early season victory. Unfortunately, it's impossible to forget that Allen spent too much of his first 3 years in Durham intentionally tripping opponents when his emotions got the best of him. He's going to be roundly booed all season long, but the good thing is it's sports. You can't take it personal, and it doesn't really matter as long as Allen keeps balling and Duke keeps winning. I'm Tiki Barber.
The Home Depot has holiday inflatables. Tons of holiday inflatables. And because Black Friday savings have already started, you can get 25% off over 30 of your favorite holiday characters. Nobody has more outdoor holiday yard decor. Together, we're going all out to the front yard. With 25% off holiday inflatables, The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid November 16th through 22nd. Limit 3 per customer. See store for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There's a lot to point out just to make sure that everybody realizes just how bad John Fox is. Until I see the firing, I've got the pitchfork and torch deep within my soul. Favored 6 times in his 41 games as a Bears coach. He's lost every one of those games.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears really came out of their bye week injured. How do you get everybody injured during the bye week? But to come out of the bye week and you're in worse shape than you went into it? What? How is that possible?
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein.
Hey, Jason Goff.
You know what is as good or better than Thanksgiving?
What's that?
Sleepgiving.
Yep.
You know what that is?
No.
It's Mattress Firm's Sleepgiving sale. It's a special sale that is going on right now. And for the first time ever, when you spend just $500 on a new mattress, you get a free adjustable base.
Tell me more.
Well, you crunch those numbers. It's an adjustable base valued at almost $1,200. Completely free.
Free?
So they take your sleep to a whole new level. If you binge watch TV in bed, maybe you work in bed, it is simple. It's going to change your life.
I was enjoying the ad-libs there. I felt like we were the Migos of Mattress Firm reads just now. How does a $99 queen mattress sound? Sound. Thought so. It sounds great. Just like me saying sound. They're on sale at Mattress Firm Sleep Giving Sale. Hey, a solid foundation is key for a perfect sleep and slumber. You can get a free box with any eye comfort mattress you buy at Mattress Firm during its Sleep Giving Sale. And you know what?
What?
There's so many Mattress Firms around you. You know, if you want to do it tonight, that's fine. If you want to do it tomorrow, that's fine. But Get your tail to Mattress Firm for the Sleep Giving Sale, because there are over 100 Chicagoland Mattress Firm stores. Find yourself a mattress professional, give him or her a hug, and say, damn it, give me a bed.
0% APR for 6 years during Mattress Firm's Sleep Giving Sale. Yeah, the better the hug, the more likely that they're going to yeah. hook you up with the right thing. Because
or a handshake will do.
Yeah, mattress professionals sometimes can get lonely. And
yeah, they need people.
Yeah, they need people.
Go
to
talk to
come
one.
There. Talk to the mattress professional yeah. in your life. Even a mattress semi-professional.
Yeah.
But you won't find those at Mattress Firm, because those are only the ones that have been through
top of the line.
All of the training, all mm-hmm. of the best full-blown mattress professionalism.
They get sent to a camp.
Yeah, mattress
mm-hmm,
camp.
Mm-hmm, and they rate their agility, their sleeping quality.
There's a combine.
Mm-hmm.
And
you get
then
your suits cut there.
They're able to sell you a mattress at Mattress Firm. Save money.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Where do we rank the replay boner in the history? That is a great one, because he won the challenge. The only possible way it gets ruled a touchback is if the Bears challenge.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
There's a lot to point out just to make sure that everybody realizes just how bad John Fox is. Until I see the firing, I've got the pitchfork and torch deep within my soul. Favored 6 times in his 41 games as a Bears coach. He's lost every one of those games.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to VITAS.com/eligibility. That's VITAS.com. Or call 888-VITAS-80.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidgewoman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidgewoman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidgewoman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Maybe the worst challenge in the history of football. Oh. Maybe the single worst challenge in the history of the game of football. We could talk about changing the rule, and we could ask the guy if he should change the rule. The fact is, that's the rule.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears really came out of their bye week injured. How do you get everybody injured during the bye week? But to come out of the bye week and you're in worse shape than you went into it? What? How is that possible?
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Space.
The Final Frontier.
Radio.com celebrates one of the most iconic franchises in the galaxy.
Engage
is the official Star Trek podcast with film critic and author Jordan Hoffman.
This is the place to be for science fiction fans that want to listen to recaps of the new Star Trek Discovery show, interviews with the cast and crew of Star Trek, new Star Trek, old Star Trek movies, weird sci-fi. You've got it all on
Engage. Download and subscribe at the new Radio.com app.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Somehow it's spread out that black people, we hate animals. Like, we can't stand dogs and cats, and I don't get it. That's the news doing that. Because they only show dudes that hate dogs. Like, when the Vic stuff was happening, what do you think of Michael Vick and the dog? They just show, every dude they show is like, dogs, man, dogs. I'll drown a dog in a bucket right now. Give me a dog. Where's a dog at? I'll kill him. I hate dogs. And then they'll show a white woman, like, tongue-kissing a dog in the mouth.
Oh, the late, great Patrice O'Neill. Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score. The text line shows you some things every once in a while, like this from the 224. I listen to you guys every day while working, and I think you guys are absolutely hilarious. I'm a veteran, and thank you for what you guys do every day. Have a good upcoming holiday.
I didn't think you were going to read that
well,
one.
Well, I'm saying okay. Thank you to him, yes, and thank you for your service, and appreciate you listening. And then you get to the other ones. This from the 309. Great, Vic paid. Nice to know Goff thinks fiscal responsibility is more important than animal cruelty.
He's not making an equivalency.
Not at all.
And he is literally paid his debt, and he paid his debt to society by serving over a year in prison.
This is from the 309. Goff poking the bear he can't control. People love dogs. He should apologize and retract.
Why?
Just my ass.
Retract what? He didn't say anything about dogs.
I didn't say anything about dogs. Listen, for all you people out there who think that dogs are people, you're not going to like me. I don't think dogs are people. I think dogs are awesome companions. I've had several dogs in my life.
If they're not yours.
I've had several dogs, loved each and every one of them, was sad when they went away or whatever we had to do with them. It was very sad. I like dogs, but if you're going to get mad at me because I said that the man repaid his debt to society and to his creditors, it's a fact. He went to jail for 548 days. These are the same people, by the way. Like, if you value a dog's life over a human's life, like, there's enough things that you can see in the news every single day. Where and shout out to Michelle Tafoya, because I saw her bio the other day, and it said, hunting for civility. And I can dig it. I can dig it. In this world where everybody...
Does she have a gun in each hand?
Yeah, exactly. She's aiming for civility, and you're going to be mad when she gets there.
She's shooting at incivility.
Yeah, like I can dig it, man. In the world where people do not care about their fellow man, please, please don't get it twisted. I like dogs. I don't even feel like I should have to say this. But the people who are still angry about Michael Vick, get over it. You didn't kill your dog. All right? Like, he went, it was a way of life for him in the South. He didn't look at it as, I'm killing, you know, Fido. He looked at it as, I'm fighting things that I've seen fought for years and years. And you know what? It wasn't right. It wasn't right. I think it's abhorrent.
Just like the countries that still do rooster fighting.
Exactly.
And the soft drink sponsoring the arenas, and there's millions and millions and millions of dollars involved.
How many of you were like, get Aramis Ramirez off my team? Huh?
That's his side hustle.
Aramis Ramirez was on the cover of, like, you know, Cox Daily or whatever it is, the rooster fighting magazine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Teddy!
No!
Come on! Oh, come on!
The fact that he was on one. What do you mean, come on?
Come on.
No,
context.
What was the date?
It
was
of course, context, but you're all giving it a look like, are you going to let it ride,
look.
You all gave the look.
I didn't.
And the people at me were looking at here like, ooh.
What was the name?
Good first impression for the new owner.
Oh, shout out to Intercom. What's up,
There's
baby?
There's a South Carolina Gamecocks hat that says that.
Yeah, but what was the name of the magazine? You know the name of the magazine. He was on the cover of it. Was he not? It wasn't that daily, by the way, but I couldn't think of a name. Dude, I legit wasn't trying to do that, by the way. But you know what I'm saying here. Like, we think about the animals that we do love, and then the ones that we don't love, like, all right, send them all to slaughter.
Well, there's...
What was the name of it?
There's Game Fowl magazine.
Okay, that's a little different than the one
Foul Play, that's a magazine.
That's... I hate Tanny, because he's going to get all his jokes off, and none of them are going to be dumped. I wasn't saying it's some like men's monthly that comes out and no, I wasn't doing that. I was saying that he was on the cover. What's the name of the magazine that Ramos Ramirez was on?
African American Golfers Digest.
That's not the magazine cover he was on. I hate y'all.
I'm looking for pictures.
I'm just gonna go about my Friday.
Here's the article: Fair or Foul? Cubs third baseman. No,
I'm done. See, because you made me feel bad. I'm blushing. It's hard to get a brother to blush.
Okay, this is from the New York Times. Dominicans say cockfighting is in their blood.
Well, depends on which neighborhood you're in.
Thank you.
Oh, you're losing, by the way. You're up against that
one. They have a video.
That's the seven-time heavyweight champ right there.
People just retire. Tap out.
With it, actually. They're like, all right, nope.
The current and former Major League pitchers Pedro Martinez and Juan Marichal appear in an online video. And this article actually does compare it to Michael Vick.
Oh, God. It's
here. Aramis Ramirez prominently featured in a recent issue of a Dominican cockfighting magazine, En La Traba,
in
which he is pictured with several...
A little bit different than such and such daily that I mentioned.
He's pictured with several roosters that he raises for fighting. He said, when I am in the Dominican Republic, I am dedicated entirely to them. And Marichal is described as a professional baseball player and a professional cockfighter.
Oh, I just got this, and for some reason, it's the most intrusive of messengers. But Facebook Messenger, this young man named Brian Callahan, who is stupid enough to send me this message and has his first and last name on it, says, you are trying to rationalize what Vic did. Are you nuts? Vic is lower than dogs he killed. 2 years in jail doesn't change a bleep bleep. What a shine.
Oh, so there it goes now.
Brian Callahan, I hope that you are happy with your submission, and now that your first and last name has been attached to it as well.
Scoreboard update.
4:30 in the Northwestern Football Update Studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field tomorrow against Minnesota. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. Bears will take on the Lions Sunday at Soldier Field. Still dealing with some injuries, though. Deion Sims, Danny Trevathan, and Bryce Callahan all miss practice again today. They're listed as questionable for Sunday. Also questionable are Tom Compton and DeAndre Houston Carson. Jerry Jones is apologizing for making a racially charged joke. It says it's not representative of who he is. Blah, blah, blah.
Wait a minute.
What was the joke?
I got a ticker and I didn't see that.
I'm not going to say the joke.
Well, can you whisper it?
Asked him for, so this was in 2013 at the Warwick Melrose Hotel in Dallas. He's walking out of a bar. A guy asked him to deliver a special message for his recent engagement. And he looks in the camera and says, Jennifer, congrats on the wedding. You know your fiance, whatever, is with a black girl tonight, don't you? And then he starts laughing.
Oh, wow.
He's an awful person. He's a terrible, awful person.
That's not even funny.
No, it's just
stupid and mean.
Well, it's Jerry Jones, ladies and gentlemen.
I know, and he's like, that's not who I am. And I was like, I said out loud, that's exactly who you are.
But just the fact that he thinks that's that powerful an insult is what's weird.
Yeah.
That sleeping with a black woman?
Yeah. Not a great guy.
Well, I mean, let you know, the Billionaire Boys Club is kind of getting outed, aren't they?
Telling on themselves.
Yep. It's like the textures.
Bulls host the Hornets tonight at the United Center. Coach Fred Hoiberg says Nico Mirotic will not accompany the team on a four-game road trip that starts Sunday. Blackhawks take on the Pens in Pittsburgh tomorrow. In college hoops, Illinois and DePaul facing off tonight at 7:30. You can hear that one right here on the Score. And race car driver Danica Patrick says she'll end her full-time racing career after taking part in the Daytona 500 and the Indy 500 in 2018.
That's your hometown hero.
That is my hometown hero. She knocked our jump rope for heart thing right off the sign.
Like, with a car?
Well, no. There's a huge sign there now that says Home of Danica Patrick. It used to say Home of the Jump Rope for Heart Champions.
Well.
It was a big deal. It was a big deal.
jump rope championship?
Second, third grade? Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Big deal. Sweden's greetings from Volvo. This holiday season, celebrate the beauty of family with our holiday offers on cars like the XC90. With more standard features and best-in-class safety, you can keep the ones who matter most safe. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the home for the Built Ford Tough Bears Mondays, starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley, breaking down the Bears-Lions game and continuing coverage throughout the day on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Packy Webb Ford.
The whole town's talking about the web.
Ford.com.
Well, Marcelino, he has cockfights in the back of his store.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So he says if little Jerry Seinfeld wins, the check comes down.
Kramer, cockfighting is illegal.
Only in the United States.
It's inhumane.
No, Jerry, it's not what you think it is.
It's two roosters pecking at each other.
What?
Yeah. That's funny. Maybe I need to watch Seinfeld.
You know, you were talking about dogs before. I ran into dogs, a breed I had never seen before. There were three people walking, I think a total of four dogs, right here in Streeterville, right in front of the Embassy Suites, right across from NBC Tower. And they had, they were part of obviously a kennel club of some kind, because they all had gray and black jackets on with like a logo that looked like this dog. And these were all steel gray dogs, almost like a gunmetal color. And they were enormous. And the heads on these things, you would not believe. It's like they were bred to have just massive cabezas.
Were they cancorsos?
It's called a bully. Have you heard of the American bully? Because I asked about it, and I said, those dogs are amazing. I said, I've never seen faces like that on these Anon members'
American
faces.
Bully.
Yeah, it's
like a pit bull breed. Oh, not a pit bull, but like a terrier breed?
It's a foundation of American Staffordshire Terriers and American Pit Bull Terriers bred to several bulldog-type breeds. So it's assumed to be American Bulldog, English Bulldog, Old English Bulldog, Staffordshire Bull Terrier, and French Bulldog. And these things, it was like I can't explain it other than all you saw were the heads and then the body behind it with the little legs. But just the amount of musculature to keep that head elevated.
They look like the dogs that a demon creature in a sci-fi movie would release.
Like a gargoyle right?
Yeah, but those kind of, I would worry about, especially like you mentioned the bone structure, I would worry about what comes along with that. You know, because regular bulldogs have all kinds of breathing issues and musculature issues. These things are ridiculous looking, though.
Aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, this is what my girl would call a killer dog, because everything she thinks anything that looks like a pit bull is a killer dog.
But they all are in a constant 4-point lineman stance.
Yeah.
Like, look like they're ready to just.
No, they're
eat your head.
Their muscle fiber is ridiculously pronounced. I mean, yeah, I would have crossed the street if I saw a pack of these dogs walking.
Yeah, you're right. They do. They look like gargoyles that come off the building.
Release. Yeah, exactly. Like they chase you out.
The one in Ghostbusters, right?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Cam Meredith, Vigo. The wide receiver from the Bears, is going to join us next. Keep it here. You got the score.
Don't miss the Scores Bears postgame show, starring former Bear All-Pro center Olin Krutz.
They get unhealthy during the bye week, which is insane.
Former Bear Pro Bowl tackle James Big Cat Williams.
Now what makes people think that the Bears have a shot to win this game?
And Scores senior football expert Paul Barkish.
Absolutely took the Bears coaching staff to school.
The Scores Bears postgame show, presented by Inspire Medical Systems. Take control of your sleep apnea. Visit Inspire Sleep.
The Home Depot has holiday inflatables. Tons of holiday inflatables. And because Black Friday savings have already started, you can get 25% off over 30 of your favorite holiday characters. Nobody has more outdoor holiday yard decor. Together, we're going all out to the front yard. With 25% off holiday inflatables, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid November 16th through 22nd. Limit 3 per customer. See store for details.
Order. You got to get wine for Thanksgiving. You got to get wine for gifts. And before you actually go out to a store or try to figure out how to stretch your dollar, don't. You're going to go to chwine.com. You're going to enter Dan, and you're going to get a great deal on heavily discounted superior wine. Because Cameron Hughes has deals with the vineyards around the world, of which he's worked for a long, long time, and more often than you'd think, they make more wine than they can bottle after a given harvest. So he buys it from them. He signs a non-disclosure agreement to say that he can't tell you exactly where it came from, but then you're drinking spectacular wine at a fraction of the price. Like the Lot 537 Alexander Valley Old Vine Zinfandel, classic modern Zin. It's got the richness and ripeness and that lush characteristic, but balanced. So it's a classic modern version of the varietal. 60-year-old estate vines and aged in 40% new American oak. To have that at $13 a bottle is ridiculous. That is a $50 per bottle wine that you are getting for 13 bucks. So what you do is you go to chwine.com and shop around because you want to put a case together with this deal. Because free shipping right now on three or more bottles and a free sommelier-grade corkscrew. So it's a great deal. You're trying wines that are already heavily discounted. Free shipping is a huge savings. So get these wines for you. Get them for Thanksgiving. Get them for gifts. Great wine, great deal. Don't miss out. The offer is limited. The wines are all limited, too. So go to chwine.com. Make sure you use the code DAN. That's chwine.com. Enter.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Judy Gold.
Welcome to Kill Me Now.
Radio.com presents award-winning comedian and writer Judy Gold.
Kill Me Now is a podcast about the things that piss people off. When you're pissed off, you're passionate.
Yes.
So what better thing to talk about? Because you know what? There's so many people who hold it all in. Now, I'm just going to start with today. So number one.
How long is this show?
Shut up!
Kill Me Now with Judy Gold. Download and subscribe at the new Radio.com app.
This week in 1875, a Harvard-Yale game was the first college football game with uniforms. This week in 1940, the Green Bay Packers became the first NFL team to travel by plane. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled that baseball is a sport, not a business. This week in 1953. This week in 1964, the Detroit Red Wings' Gordie Howe set a then-NHL record 627th career goal. This week in 1979, the Houston Astros signed Nolan Ryan to a record four-year, $4.5 million contract.
Asking the right question is 95% of getting the right answer.
Here's a question I'll bet you haven't heard before.
You're the Speaker of the House. Have you reached out to the Democrats yet?
You've done your homework on this.
Mr. Vice President, tell me where you think this conflict is right now.
Terrific question.
What are some of the questions you want to see answered about what Russia may have done?
Thank you for the question.
What do you see as the central question?
Really a good question.
That's a great question.
Oh, that's a good question.
That is the perfect question.
Here's a question. Why would you get your news from anywhere other than CBS This Morning?
This week in 1984, New York Met Dwight Gooden at age 20 was the youngest to be named the National League Rookie of the Year. Robin Givens sued Mike Tyson for $125 million for libel. This week in 1988. That same week, Jose Canseco was the first unanimous American League MVP since Reggie Jackson. A Detroit Lion player was paralyzed in a game this week in 1991. This week in 1993, Don Shula became the winningest coach in NFL history today. And Mario Lemieux entered the NHL Hall of Fame this week in 1997.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears really came out of their bye week injured. How do you get everybody injured during the bye week? But to come out of the bye week and you're in worse shape than you went into it? What? How is that possible?
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Tonight, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Snap, Hoyer from under center, sidesteps to the pocket, taps the ball, going to the end zone. He's got Meredith up in the air, leaping catch. No indication. Now they say he's in. Touchdown. Touchdown Bears. And Cameron Meredith backing up as he leaped for the catch. And the Bears are an extra point away from tying the game.
Highlight courtesy of WBBM News Radio 780.
Oh, what could have been.
Yeah, man. This guy, not just for us as fans enjoyment-wise, but this man was getting ready to get paid. He might still get paid. Hopefully it's by the Chicago Bears. Time for us to talk to good old number 81, Cam Meredith.
Cam Meredith is on Twitter at Cam_I_am81, and he joins us on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. How's the rehab coming, Cam?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Appreciate you guys having me on. It's going great. You know, steadily making progress. So, you know, every day you got to take it one day at a time. That's all I'm focused on.
That moment, did you know immediately?
When I got hurt?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty much, you know, that was like, well, that's the end of the season kind of thought. Because I felt it, you know, it wasn't one of those where I was going to get right off the field.
What does it mean when you see that Mitch Trubisky got out there? And knowing that the Glennon was pretty much a failed experiment and it was a time for the kid to play, the kid's playing, the kid's growing, is it worse when you're thinking, you know, I could be not only helping him, but working with a dynamic, athletic quarterback?
I think, you know, Mike and Mitch kind of, you know, brought different elements to the game. You know, when they brought Mitch in, he did a good job, you know, taking that role on and, you know, showing his skill set and, you know, all the things that he could do with his game. So, you know, of course, it's a bummer not being out there and, you know, taking part in that. But, you know, I'm kind of more, you know, bummed out about the fact that I can't play a whole season, you know, and, you know, losing out on that, you know, that camaraderie with my teammates, you know, competing out there and, you know, getting better as a player. So, you know, I'm just right now focused on rebuilding myself. And, you know, that's where I got to go from here.
What's a normal day like in terms of rehab for you?
Well, I've been doing rehab, you know, kind of, you know, in two places. So, you know, I've been getting up, you know, early, trying to stay on schedule, get a good breakfast in, get good meals in. And, you know, I do a little passive rehab in the morning, you know, just kind of treatment. And then I'll work out. I might swim. I do a few, you know, like endless pools. You know, we have those. So I do a few laps and, you know, kind of sets with that. And,
what's an endless pool?
Endless,
what's
I
that?
Think he said.
Oh, I thought he said an English pool. Endless, I'm like, damn, pool. Cam got money like that? Then he got a British pool? All right, go ahead. My bad.
The endless pool, you know, endless. It's a current that keeps coming. So, mm-hmm. You know, I get a bunch of work in, and then I go and, you know, do another round of rehab in the day. So I try to make the most out of every day and, you know, not take, you know, one day for granted because, you know, every day is a different progress in different areas. So, you know, I just try to take it for, you know, every small amount counts. So.
How does this rehab and the remainder of this season factor into the next step in your professional life? Because, yeah, you're nominally a Bear, and you're still you have the Bears facilities at your disposal. But what happens now when you are healthy and it comes time to figure out your next stop?
Well, I don't think I'm, you know, too focused on, you know, that far ahead in the future. But right now I'm just focused on getting back, you know, to being on the field again, you know, being able to move, be able to run and, you know, make the cuts. And once I'm there, you know, it's all about just, you know, making the most of that moment. So, you know, when the time comes, you know, we'll talk about that then.
Helping out off the field right now with your friends at Meatheads. It's a partnership with a group called Social Works to inspire young people with the message that determination, hustle, and hard work make the difference when pursuing one's dream. So right now they are having a catch a camburger and inspire others opportunity through the end of December. So Meatheads has added the camburger, and I'm going to let him describe this because it is new and different, but 20% of the net proceeds from every purchase of the camburger are going to support Social Works. All right, I'm going to list the ingredients, and then you're going to tell me how you came up with this.
Yeah.
It is a beef burger with fried egg, bacon, pineapple, jalapeno, and barbecue sauce on a fresh baked bun. So what was it? What's the genesis story here?
You know, it's got kind of like spicy and sweet at the same time, so when they asked me to make a burger, I kind of wanted to keep it simple, but I kind of wanted to, you know, kind of make it, you know, personal and something that I like. So, you know, I eat it all the time, but, you know, somebody might not like the pineapple or the jalapeno. So, but it was an idea I got from just eating a burger from a restaurant not too long ago, and it was really good. You know, I started eating it all the time, and, you know, when they asked me to make a burger, you know, if I could have that all the time, that's what I chose. So, you know, we went with it, and, you know, it's been doing pretty good.
Who on the team would be able to consume the most camburgers? Like, who gets down when it's time to eat?
Oh, man. I mean, you can give a whole bunch of camburgers to the whole line. I mean, I mean, I gave out a whole bunch of free meathead burger cards to the team, and you know, I'm sure they went and had a whole bunch of meals. So I would definitely say
that
a whole lot.
No, I need a guy. Like, I need a guy that you just to? you got to get out of the way when this dude is ready to eat.
Actually, I'd probably say Akeem. Akeem's big dog. Akeem's big dude, though, but he definitely gets down the calf.
Yeah, I would imagine that off season he probably lets himself. If he wants to say, all right, I'm going to add another 20, it would just be his cheat day. He could probably put on 20 pounds in literally in a day and a half.
I mean, yeah, if he wanted to, he's so athletic and so big. So, I mean, you know, he kind of got the whole package.
Cam, I made a bet at the beginning of this season, and
it was a terrible bet.
Well, I made a bet that Kevin White would get 1,300 yards and 10 touchdowns. And now I owe the entire staff a dinner over there at Gene and Giorgetti's. And it's not cheap, but they're my guys, so I'm happy to do it. Aside from the injuries, and maybe it's all the injuries, but you're a guy who kept climbing up the depth chart. You're a guy from Illinois State, former quarterback. You learned what you had to learn. You got open when you had to get open, and you showed things on tape. And then you look at a guy who's built like that, who has that kind of speed, and maybe the injuries took away from that. He's a number 7 overall pick. What has happened with Kevin White throughout his Bears tenure here that he has not been able to, even when he wasn't hurt, really show you what everybody thought he had at West Virginia?
Mm-hmm. Well, first off, I'm not one for gambling, so that was the first problem right there. But, I mean, Kay White's been a guy that I've been able to get close to. We came in the same year. You know, we kind of both had different pressures, you know, whether – it was him being a first-round draft pick or me, you know, just trying to make the team and not get cut. So I think we both face, you know, big obstacles and challenges. And now, you know, his is a lot bigger than mine. Of course, he's had 3 injuries in a row in 3 seasons. So I know it's been tough on him, but it's, you know, kind of I've been able to see how it's building him as a person and as a man and, you know, how he kind of goes about his business. So I think, you know, he has his own type of game. And when they see that and, you know, we know what he can do, it's just it's hard to not, you know, stay hopeful for something like that. So, you know, us kind of being down together got us a chance to get closer and, you know, kind of focus on getting back and becoming the best receivers that we can be. And, you know, who knows what could happen when we both on that field together at the same time.
Cam, good luck with your rehab and your return to the NFL. Good luck with Social Works and the Camburger.
That's Chance's organization, right?
Yeah. Chance the Rapper, he's another Chicagoan. So, you know, we were able to partner with them and, you know, get that kind of going.
All right. It's at Meatheads. It's called the Camburger, and it's a way for people to help out and enjoy a delicious, tasty burger. Cam, thank you for joining us.
Appreciate you guys having me on.
Cameron Meredith of the Bears, brought to you by Davison Invention Services. Got an idea for a new product or app? Get it off the ground before it's too late. Call Davison for your free idea starter kit, 800-294-7417, 800-294-7417.
Top of the hour, we'll talk to Brian Billick. We'll ask him about offensive coordinators waiting for the defense to dictate what they do and other things right here on the Bernstein and Golf Show, 670 The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, home of the Tucson.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, GEICO cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the GEICO legal team applauds your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit GEICO.com or download the GEICO app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You spend a third of your life in your sheets, so make them good sheets. And you can get these for yourself, or you can get them just in time for holiday gifting season from brooklinen.com. I love these, and you will love them too. And if you haven't enjoyed luxury bedding before, this will be your opportunity to do so. And the good news is that Brooklinen has cut out all the unnecessary markups. You're not paying these department store prices, which frankly were ridiculous. The markups in this particular sector were kind of a joke. And that's why Brooklinen was founded, because the husband and wife team, Vicky and Rich, believed that they could get better sheets to you at a lower price. And that's what they're doing. And not only that, they've got a great deal for you. I love my Brooklinen sheets. You can try these. You'll love them, too. Here's the exclusive Brooklinen.com offer just for you. $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code Dan at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen's so confident you'll love your new sheets. They're offering a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. So no reason not to give these a try for yourself. Or as a gift, you can give the gift of luxury sheets. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code Dan at Brooklinen.com. That's Brooklinen.com, promo code Dan. Brooklinen, these are the best sheets.
Sunday morning on CBS.
Good morning. I'm Jane Pauley.
Go to the ends of the earth.
This is exciting.
You've never seen anything like it.
And reach for the stars.
Hey, this is pretty fun.
Look through a telescope and go, wow.
Da, 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 da.
Experience thought-provoking, innovative, and truly original reporting. Because there's always something new under the sun on CBS Sunday morning.
CBS Monday, get to know Team Scorpion.
We missed the fireworks?
About to start.
It's the Brainiacs.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Versus the Maniacs.
You're being smart with me?
We're smart with everybody.
The only thing better than a genius.
Who are you people?
We're the guys you picked last in gym class.
Is a team of them.
We are men of contingencies. What would you do?
Freak the heck out.
Scorpion.
Together we can do things that no one else can do.
CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Where do we rank the replay boner in the history? That is a great one because he won the challenge. The only possible way it gets ruled a touchback is if the Bears challenge.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station.
Sunday, 60 Minutes was denied access to the world's largest humanitarian crisis.
When we arrived, they wouldn't let us into the country. What do you think they didn't want us to see?
It's desperation and death. It is bad as it gets.
Millions of people facing starvation, children on the brink of death. Our cameras finally get in to tell their story. Plus, they won against all odds, and then a deadly plane accident. Can their team and town ever recover? The unforgettable story on 60 Minutes, Sunday.
Libra, it's a good time to focus on some of those projects you've been putting off for weeks. Scorpio, this isn't your week for conflict. Find a way to back out gracefully. Sagittarius, your perseverance will finally pay off. Stick with that project you've been battling at work. Capricorn, when it comes to matters of the heart, you have to be the one to make the first move. Aquarius, you start to see new possibilities in an old situation. But don't let your imagination take over. And Pisces, more people are willing to follow your lead. Use it to get ahead at work. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
Oh, hi there. Al Dukes here. And like most Americans, I too have a podcast. It's called Al's Boring Podcast.
WFAN's morning show producer hosts his own show.
Pro athletes have been in all of the Olympic sports except for boxing and wrestling.
Okay.
I also thought we should send our pro wrestlers over there.
Right.
We could have sent Sergeant Slaughter to fight the Iron Sheik back in the 80s.
The
that would have been great for the Olympics.
Al, download and subscribe at thenewradio.com.
It's so boring.
Al's Boring Podcast.
But I love it.
CBS Tuesday. In New Orleans, the party never stops.
On the same page there.
I'll drink to that.
Woo! And the agents of NCIS New Orleans.
Let's do this.
Never quit.
I'm just following the evidence.
NCIS!
We got work to do. Home isn't the place. It's the people. Help me protect our city.
I like the attitude.
NCIS New Orleans. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Menards.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The challenge for us right now with Tariq is he's a really good player. Sometimes the defense dictates who's going to be out there.
Okay. By the way, the reviews of the Camburger Very solid. We thank Meatheads for dropping off a bunch of hamburgers. And
the bun is good, too.
It's all good. The Shane Reardon is sort of the self-appointed food weirdo, and he said it was very good.
Well, Shane likes it. Man.
Well,
you're good.
First of all, Shane, a couple hours ago, he said, I'm going to go see a movie. I got to kill some time. I'm going to go over the River East and see a movie. So I told him, find where Wind River is playing and go see Wind River. He's like, no, I'm going to see Daddy's Home too. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, he was very strident when he told me he wanted to see that.
Now, what is wrong with you?
Well, I'll...
So he comes here an hour later. Like, what happened to the movie? He goes, I left halfway through. It sucked. Like, what did you think? You went to see, you paid $12 or whatever it is to go see Daddy's Home 2, and you're surprised that it's bad?
Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg
and
both do
Gibson?
It.
Mel Gibson?
Yeah. And John Lithgow, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't do it for you?
No.
Have you seen the first one?
No.
Are you ever going to see the first one?
No. This segment brought to you by the private bank, now CIBC. The private bank is now CIBC. Their name may have changed, but their commitment to your business is now stronger than ever. Visit CIBC.com/US member FDIC.
I wish we'd have had this nugget. Maybe I should have done more research.